好，弟兄姊妹，请再次起立，我们一起来共读圣经主的话语。
Sisters, please stand. We read God's word.
我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
We read Chinese first and then English.
请，《申命记》三章二十八节，你却要嘱咐约书亚，勉励他，使他胆壮，因为他必在这百姓前面过去。使他们承受你所要观看之地。Now, let's read in English. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28. But command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. Please be seated.
请坐。
愿神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。
May God bless all the people that read His word.
今天我们要一同来思想圣经当中的一对师徒。
Today we are going to think about a teacher and a student in the Bible.
我们知道就是摩西和约书亚。
And they are Moses and Joshua.
我们教会今年的主题是代代相传。
The theme of this church this year is
make disciples through generations.
Make disciples through generations.
那我们教会的使命都有哪五条呢？
Then what's our missions for CCMC?
我们再一次来复习一下。
Let's review.
去年我们教会的主题是什么？
What's our theme for last year?
领人归主。
Bring people to the Lord.
那么我们在前一年我们教会的主题有弟兄姊妹记得吗？
The year before, what's our theme? Anyone remember?
这我们凯瑞堂应该记得的。
People in Carrie should remember.
建立教会。
Build up the church.
因为我们是职堂开始的第一个整年。
Because that's the first year we establish our church.
好，我们教会明年的主题有人知道是什么吗？
What's our theme for the next year?
持守圣经。
Exalt and abide the Bible.
那么最后一条但是不是最不重要的一条。
The last but not the least.
就是荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ.
那我们一月份呢就有这么一个小小的这样一个 mini sermon series, 这个小小的正道系列。
But generally we have a mini sermon series.
上个礼拜一月一号我们有曹弟兄来传讲这个代代相传的信息。
Last week, January 1st, Brother Cao preached on make disciples through generations.
我们知道保罗给提摩太的这样一个嘱咐，保罗和提摩太的这样一个亦师亦友的关系。
We know that Paul and Timothy, they are teacher and disciples, but they are also friends.
是在教会当中做门徒训练代代相传的一个典范。
It's a good example in the church for making disciples through generations.
圣经当中还有很多其他美好的例子。
There are many more good examples in the Bible.
我们今天要看摩西和约书亚。
Today we're going to look at Moses and Joshua.
那么后面我们还会看约拿丹、大卫、主耶稣门徒、保罗和巴拿巴等。
Later on, we are going to look at Jonathan and David, Jesus and disciples, and Barnabas and Paul.
求神引导我们。
May God lead us.
从属灵伟人的身上面学到。
From the great faithful people we learn,
让我们能够在这一年当中
that in this year,
真的是好好的思想如何来代代相传。
We can really think about how do we make disciples through generations.
那在这里也和弟兄姊妹分享一个互勉。
I want to also encourage each other by sharing you this.
我们知道教会有人说就是一所学校。
We know that some people say church is like a school.
那么在教会当中呢有老师有学生。
In the church, we have teachers, we have students.
我们知道实际上门徒这个词本来指的就是学生。
We know that the word disciple meant students.
那么好我们在教会当中每一位会友每一位基督徒我们都是主的门徒。
So, in the church, every member, every Christian are disciples of Christ.
我们也要学习来领其他人做主的门徒。
We also want to learn to lead others to be disciples of Christ.
那我们这样一个勉励是什么呢？
Then what's the encouragement?
就是在教会里面，您不管是参加主日学。
That is in church. No matter whether you joined a Sunday school.
团契小组
fellowship group,
我们其他的培训
or other,
trainings, 啊，是三福也好，我们的 iTeam 课程等等
either EE or other iTeam,
或者是您参与某一项的事工的这个服事
or you just join and serving in any ministry.
在所有的这些参与当中，实际上我们都有这样一个传承。
In every service you are doing is making disciples in through generations.
愿我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
I hope every one of us.
不是做老师，就是做学生。
If we are not teachers, we are students.
好，那我们首先来一起思想这个摩西和约书亚的这样一个。传承的关系。
Let's think about Moses and Joshua. They are making disciples of through generations.
那圣经当中第一次提到约书亚。
In the Bible, the first time mentioned Joshua.
啊，是在什么地方呢？在出埃及记这个二十七章，十七章。
It's in Exodus chapter 17.
啊，那这个时候就记载摩西已经带领以色列人出了迦南地，过了红海。
It recorded that Moses already led Israelites past the Red Sea.
过了马拉以林等等。
Past 马拉以林。
啊，那么就来到了一个地方。
They came to a place.
这个地方叫做利非定。
This place is called Rephidim.
啊，那有一个很强大的民族，他们与以色列人为敌。
There's a very big great people that is against Israelites.
他们是亚玛利人。
And they are Amalek.
那他们 Amalek 这些 Amalek 他们就来攻击神的子民。
And Amalek they came to attack Israelites.
那么这时候第九节就摩西就对约书亚说了。
And in verse 9, Moses said to Joshua.
啊，这是我们知道以色列人出埃及过红海走旷野有四十二战，这大家听过吧？
We know that when Moses lead Israelite out past the Red Sea, they have 42 fights, big fights.
那么在整个这个过程当中，后面我们会和大家看，这个约书亚实际上是常常在其中的。
And we'll see later that Joshua is always in those fights.
那这是约书亚第一次出现。
But this is the first time that Joshua showed up.
那我请问大家。约书亚这个名字本来是什么？有人知道吗
？Let me ask you, what does Joshua the name means?
是什么意思啊？哎，对了，是神拯救，感谢赞美主。
Yes, it means God saves.
啊，是神来拯救他的子民。
God want to save His people.
那我们在后面再继续讲的时候，还要再和弟兄姊妹分享一点，在新约当中有一个人的名字。就和约书亚 Joshua 这个名字几乎是完全一样的。
Later on, we'll see that another name in New Testament it actually meant the same thing as Joshua.
叫什么
？What is it?
耶稣，对了。
Yeah, Jesus.
啊，就是耶稣。啊，神拯救。
Jesus means God saves.
那神通过摩西拯救他的子民。
God save His people through Moses.
你知道以色列原来在埃及为奴四百年啊
？You know, Israelite was slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
受了许许多多的苦。
They suffer so much.
现在他们的呼声达到神的面前。
But they are crying, reach out to God.
神拣选摩西说：“把我的子民领出来。
”God chose Moses to lead them out.
那么这段路容不容易走
？Is it an easy way to go?
这以色列人容不容易领？
Is it easy to lead the Israelites?
他们愿不愿意专心的跟随神
？Are they willingly follow God?
不愿意跟随神。
No, they are not willing.
神一路的给他们行了许许多多的神迹。
God did so many miracles on the whole trip.
那这里就给我们看到一个很大的神迹。
And here we see a very great miracle.
神让约书亚来带队。
God led Joshua led the team.
来带领以色列人跟亚玛利人征战。
Led the Israelites fight against Amalek.
但是打的这一场的这个战斗呢
？But this fight
是历史上最奇怪的一场战斗之一。
But this is one of the most strange war in the history.
为什么这么讲
？Why？
约书亚和以色列人这些精兵在底下到底怎么打？
Joshua and his Israelite soldiers, how do they fight?
都不起决定作用。
How do they fight? Doesn't make any difference.
那这个约书亚他的导师就是摩西。
Joshua's teacher is Moses.
摩西跟约书亚说了，说我拿着神的杖，我要站在山顶上。
Moses told Joshua, I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
你看第十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。何时吹手，亚玛利人就得胜。
Verse 11 say, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
哦，原来跟底下这些人怎么打没有关系的。
So it doesn't matter how the Israelites fight.
你们打得再努力，上面只要摩西这手一落下来，就是败仗。
Even if they fight so courageously, but when Moses' hand is down, they lost.
哪有这样的仗的呀？
Is there any war like that you heard?
我请问大家，如果你是约书亚，你愿不愿意去带这个兵？
Let me ask you, if you are Joshua, would you lead this fight?
那如果你是亚玛利人，你要怎么做？
If you are Amalek, what would you do?
好，我们先给大家来看一看这个地图。
Let me show you the map.
那摩西所在的那个山，这个山叫到底叫什么名字呢？
What's the mountain that Moses is on?
因为利非定是一片的这个平原呢、啊，
Rephidim,
山谷里面。
Rephidim is a valley.
那这个山呢，以前有人说是西乃山，实际上不是西乃山。
Some people say it's Mount Sinai, but it's not.
叫做舍报山啊，这个山的名字这个大家都很多人都不知道。
It's called 舍报山。
这个没有关系。但是呢，在图上面就是远远的最远的那个地方啊，背景当中那个高高的山。
It's the one and on the far back in the background.
也就是说摩西在那么老远的山上，然后看着这一片的全平原，他们在那里打仗。
So Moses is looking at the back, very far away, and watching Israelites fighting.
那今天这个利非定呢，底下大家看的长了郁郁葱葱的很多的，这是很多的棕树。这个地方就是今天的利非定。
So if you look at the map, there's so many palm trees. That's today's Rephidim.
所以今天呢，这个利非定又有一个名称叫做西乃之珠，整个这个西乃平原旷野那一带的一个明珠。
So Rephidim is called the Pearl of Sinai. So it's the best place around that area.
好，那这个词在希伯来文当中还有一个意思，很有意思，叫做支持的。支持的东西，支持物。
The word Rephidim actually means support.
那我们就继续来看，这个在这个山上在打仗啊，那摩西的手就一直举着，对不对？拿着神的杖就这么一直举着。
So when they're fighting, Moses always held his hand up.
那举着举着呢，这个手你想还拿着一个很长的一个杖啊，他很累的呀，这手就开始发沉。
He's holding a rod, so after a while, he feels tired. His hand is tired.
那这个下垂的手、发酸的手啊，这个。得举起来呀、
But his hand is tired. He still had to hold it up.
那这个陪伴他的亚伦霍尔就有办法了。
So people with him have a way to do it.
那怎么样呢？就搬了一块石头来放在他底下，就是你坐在这儿。
They move a rock, let Moses sit down.
然后呢，亚伦霍尔就站在两边，就扶着他的手，帮着他来举。
And Aaron and Hur hold Moses' hand, hold it up for Moses.
所以他的手就一直稳稳地举着，一直到日落。
So his hand always held up and until the sun is down.
好，所以最后这场仗打赢了，到底是谁打赢的？
So the Israelites won the war. Who fought? Who won the war?
是不是约书亚打赢的？
Is Joshua won the war?
是不是摩西打赢的？
Is Moses won the war?
是不是亚伦和霍尔打赢的？
Or is it Aaron and Hur?
那有一个解经呢，是这样说。
One Bible expositor says.
说你看他们有搬一块石头来。
They move a stone.
那这个石头呢，基督就是我们救恩的磐石，对不对？
And we know that Jesus is the rock of our salvation.
那所以呢，搬一块磐石来，然后让摩西坐在磐石上，就象征着基督。
So when they moved the rock and let Moses sit on it, that symbolized that Jesus is there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意，这是一个很出于好意的解经，但是这样的灵异解经，我们要很小心。
It's a good intention in explaining the Bible that way, but we need to be careful when we specialize the Bible.
如果要是圣经当中没有讲的话。 我们自己这种灵异解经的发挥似乎好像看着有道理，但是你没有根据啊。
Even though it looks makes sense, but if the Bible doesn't say it, we should not spiritualize the explanation of the Bible verse.
你把耶稣搬来，然后让摩西坐在底下，这个感觉好像有点怪怪的。
You move the rock, which is symbolized Jesus, and let Moses sit on it. It's kind of strange.
好，但是我请问大家，在这里面有没有神？
But let me ask you, is there God in there?
啊，我们中国人有句话叫做一个篱笆三个桩，对不对？一个好汉什么三个帮啊，这里。
OK, so in Chinese idiom it says, a fence with three stakes, a hero with three games.
Yeah, 那所以这一段的这个故事，打仗的故事，最重要的还不是讲说你前方打我后方支持，然后我们大家一起来精诚合作我们就打赢，不是这个。
So in this story in the fighting the war, it's not...in the front line, people are fighting, and we are supporting at the back. It's not this.
最重要的是告诉我们，我们人都软弱，一定要靠谁来征战？神来征战。
The main theme of this story is that people are weak. We can only depend on God to fight for us.
你来看第十四节。
We look at verse 14.
耶和华对摩西说。
The Lord said to Moses,
上来就是我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。
It says, I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
然后你要将这话写在书上做纪念。
And then say, you will write this for a memorial in the book.
还有你要念给约书亚听。
And you are going to read it to Joshua.
你看这个摩西和约书亚这样的师徒的相传。
And we see that Moses and Joshua is teacher and student passing down the knowledge.
那就像上个礼拜我们也看到保罗和提摩太这个关系。
Last week we saw the relationship between Paul and Timothy.
摩西是第一代吗？
Is Moses the first generation?
保罗是那个第一代吗？
Is Paul the first generation?
他们都不是那个老祖宗啊。
They are not the ancestor in this story.
一切都是从谁来的？
Everything is come from whom?
都是从神来的，神说我要。
It came from God. God said, I want.
然后你要念给约书亚听，要传给他。
You will read it to Joshua and pass it to him.
所以约书亚打赢了这场胜仗，哇，这个是第一次出场，然后就这么辉煌的胜利。
Joshua won this war. He's the first time he showed up and he won a great victory.
然后过来立功受奖的时候，摩西就跟他说了。
When he came for the reward, Moses told him.
说很棒，你打赢了。
It's very good that you won the war.
下面立刻给他讲一句话，但不是你打赢的。
Then he followed by saying, but it's not you.
也不是我打赢的。
It's not me.
也不是我们在山上哥斯达打赢的。
And it's not all of us that won the war.
是我们的天父，我们的主打赢的。
It's our Heavenly Father, our Lord, that won this war.
就这样要一代一代的把这个信息要传承下去啊。
We need to pass this message through the generations.
写在书上念给他听。
It's written in the book and then read it to them.
今天我们把什么传给我们的下一代？
What do we pass down to our next generation?
我们要把圣经念给我们的下一代来听。
We need to read the Bibles to our next generation.
主的话语是永远不改变的。
God's word will never change.
摩西非常的听神的话。
Moses listened to God's word intently.
这是他宝贵的地方。
That's what is important about Moses.
但是他不听神的话的时候，神也给他管教。
But if he doesn't listen to God, God will teach him.
那摩西在这里立刻就筑了一座坛，然后给这里起名叫耶和华尼西。
So, Moses built an altar and he called this place Jehovah Nisi.
我们知道圣经当中神有很多的辅名 compound names.
We know that in the Bible God has very many, a lot of compound names.
那这里就是一处。
And this is one of the places.
我们都听过耶和华尼西，有弟兄姊妹听过吧？
We all heard Jehovah Nisi.
听得更多一些可能是耶和华以勒，他是我们的供给者。
But we probably hear more about Jehovah.
Jireh. 那么耶和华尼西什么意思呢？就是耶和华是我们的旌旗。
Jehovah Nisi means Jehovah is our banner.
Banner, 这个英文已经把它给翻译出来了。 这什么叫旌旗？就是战斗的旗帜，举到哪里，队伍就打到哪里，这是得胜的旗帜。
What is banner? It means that whenever the banner goes, the war will be won.
是神使我们的征战得胜。
God help us to win the war.
这是约书亚刚出场所学的第一个功课。
This is the first lesson that Joshua learned.
也是他所经历的第一个考验。
And this is also his first test.
那么下面呢，就来到了这个西乃的旷野。
Then next they came to the valley of Sinai.
啊，那么以色列人在西乃的旷野停留时间比较长。
Israelites remain at the valley of Sinai for a long time.
那这里也发生了很重要很重要的事情，就是神颁十诫给摩西给以色列人。
And very important thing happened here is that God gave two tablets to Moses.
那我读这个摩西五经呢，很多时候就这样读过去读过去。
Sometimes we read the first five book of the Bible, we just read it and pass it.
那如果我们不小心的就忽略掉了其中有一个人物。
But sometimes if we don't pay attention, we ignored one very important person.
这个摩西后来他是从山上上来下来，对不对？然后把这个十诫讲给以色列人听，然后神又再次呼召说：“你现在上来，我要把这个石板给你。”上山下山有一个人都陪着。
We know that Moses, God called Moses up to the Mount Sinai and gave him the Ten Commandments tablet, and then called him back again. We know that when he go up and come down, there's somebody accompany Moses.
Yes. 其他的以色列的长老都要留在山下。
All the elders of the Israelites remain on the camp.
但是大家注意，约书亚跟着摩西上了神的山。
We have to pay attention that Joshua went up to the mountain with Moses.
那么等到出埃及记三十二章，摩西下山的时候，拿着法版下山的时候，这个约书亚也跟着下山。
On chapter 32, when Moses got the tablets of the Ten Commandments.Joshua came down with Moses.
神就带摩西，你是就一个你就上来就好了吗？没有，神一定要让摩西带着他的助手和他的学生一起跟着上来。
We would think Moses go up will be fine, but God want Moses' helper assistant Joshua went up with him.
这是对约书亚的一个预备，让他的学习。
This is a preparation for Joshua for him to learn.
那么解经家告诉我们，整个以色列人在西乃旷野停留很长的时间。
We know that expositors told us that the Israelites remain in Mount Sinai Valley for a long time.
他们在西乃旷野学了好多的功课。
They learned a lot of lessons in the valley of Mount Sinai.
所以那块地方又被叫做神的学校。
So that place is also called the School of God.
以色列人在那边听神的话吗？
Do Israelites listen to God, obey God in that place?
学到了什么功课？
What did they learn?
他们自己要怎么样？拜金牛犊啊！
They want to worship their gold calf, golden calf.
摩西在山上与神会面。
Moses met God on the mountain.
领受神的诫命。
He received God's Ten Commandments.
以色列人就在山下就做那些诫命所不许可他们所做的事情。
Israelites at the bottom of the mountain, they did things that the Ten Commandments would not allow them to do.
然后摩西从山下看到这一幕，就去教训他们。
When Moses saw this, he disciplined them.
那在这整个过程当中，约书亚是一个不起眼，但其实又是非常关键的，整个这个神的学校里面最重要的一个学生。
During this whole process, we don't see Joshua, but it is very crucial for this whole process for Joshua.
那么到了出埃及记的第三十三章。
When we go to Exodus chapter 33,
在这里我们看到摩西他已经心中非常的难过。
We can see that Moses really sad about this thing.
因为当时从山上下来，约书亚跟他说，说好像有打仗的声音啊。
Because when he came down, when Moses came down from the mountain, Joshua said, "There's no noises."
这个摩西后面这一节的回答我们没有摆在这里。摩西跟他说，这不是打仗的声音。
Moses said, it's not noises of war.
那是什么声音大家知道？
What was the noises?
以色列人在山下拜金牛犊。
It was worshipping the golden calf of on the down the valley of Israelites.
搞这些邪恶混乱的事情。
They are doing things evil in Gaza.
然后发出大的喧哗的声音。
They are making a loud noise.
那么摩西下山以后。
When Moses came down the mountain.
摩西来到会幕当中第33章讲。
In Exodus 33, Moses came to the tent.
这个地方有一句话。
Tabernacle.
这话让人看到感觉特别的温暖。
But there's one verse that warm our heart.
内心当中用我们这个中国网络语言也觉得特别的给我们的力量。
We feel strength from this verse.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话好像人与朋友说话一般。
Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
哎呀，如果你是摩西。
If you are Moses.
我们知道带领以色列人这个男男女女加起来至少200万人。
We know that when they came out of Egypt, there are at least 2 million people.
实在是太不容易了。
It's very hard to lead these people.
啊，常常会有很多的这种的这个 frustration， 这种挫败感。
Very often he has Moses has frustrations.
啊，用今天的话讲，实在简直是要抑郁了。
In today's term, he might have a depression.
这队伍不好带呀。
It's very hard to lead this group of people.
这是我们国内的话讲。昨天晚上很晚的时候。
Last night, very late.
我接到一对牧师师母的电话。
I received a phone call from pastor and his wife.
他们就提到我们共同认识的另外的一位牧者。
They mentioned another friend that we know who is a pastor.
说为这位牧者多多的祷告。
He said, pray for this pastor.
现在太不容易了。
It's very hard at this time.
教会的牧养也不容易。
It's very hard to shepherd a church.
家庭当中也不容易。
It's very hard in a family.
自己的身体也不容易，他和师母都有病。
They are sick, both the pastor and his wife.
然后国内的父母先后因为新冠刚刚离世。
Their parents, both parents passed away because of COVID-19.
做神工作的人。
People who doing God's work.
一定要知道，绝不是能够靠自己的力量能够做得成的。
Have to know it's not depend on their own strength.
常常来到会幕，来到与神相会的地方。
When we come to the tabernacle to meet with God.
哎，我们的主真好啊。
Our Lord is very good.
这时候神就跟摩西面对面讲话，就像朋友一样。
And God talked to Moses face to face, like talking to his friend.
我们整个这个一月这个讲题啊，我们不单只是讲这个师徒传承，我们叫亦师亦友。
In January, we not only talk about teachers and students, we also talk about you are the teacher and also the friends.
后面我会看到更多，大家也都记得主耶稣曾经对门徒怎么说啊？
And later on, we'll see more. What do you remember Jesus told his disciples?
从今以后，我不称你们为仆人，乃称你们为什么？朋友。
Starting now, I won't call you servants, but I call you friends.
好，那么摩西在会幕当中与神见面，得到神的鼓励的时候，约书亚在哪里？
When Moses was meeting God in the tabernacle, he was encouraged by God. Where is Joshua?
约书亚就守卫在会幕的外面。
Joshua was just outside the tabernacle standing guard.
因为那是神的所在。
Because that's where God is.
然后摩西离开会幕回到营里去，这里有个记载，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
So when Moses left the tabernacle and went back to camp, only Joshua stayed with Moses.
这是约书亚的一个极其宝贵的学习。
This is a very precious lesson that Joshua learned.
因为会幕是神的所在。
Because tabernacle is where God is.
约书亚在愿意在这里来忠心的守卫。
Joshua willing to stay there guard the tabernacle.
那约书亚对神的忠诚与当时周遭这些以色列百姓悖逆神啊，拜金牛犊，行邪淫啊，不听摩西吩咐，形成非常鲜明的对比。
So Joshua, obeying God is very big contrast to what Israelites was doing. They are disobeying God and worship the golden calf.
有一个好的老师，敬虔老师能够带出来敬虔的学生。
One faithful teacher can lead to a one faithful student.
那么下面我们来继续看约书亚，他有他的教训要学。
Let's see, that Joshua has his lessons to learn.
那这个段呢，记载在民数记啊，十一章。
It's recorded in Numbers chapter 11.
啊，那么这个发生的地点，那个名字特别长，我们就不摆在这里了啊，我们就主要来看他学的这个教训。
Let's see the lesson that he learned.
那这个时候呢，有一个少年人跑来跟摩西说啊，说伊利达、米达在营里说预言。
And young man ran and told Moses, saying that Elad and Medad are prophesying in the camp.
那这个背景是怎么回事呢？
What's the background of this?
啊，以色列人他们又要吃鹌鹑，又要吃这个原来跟玛拿不行，哎，还要吃肉啊。
Israelites, he's not satisfied with manna. They want some meat.
哎，然后呢，就不断的反叛，就不断的怀念埃及，又有韭菜，又有大蒜，又有这些东西。
They rebels, what God provided them, they miss what they have in Egypt.
啊，那么这个神呢，在这个时候就要让以色列学一个功课。
So God wanted Israelites to learn a lesson.
那在那之前呢，神对摩西有讲说，以色列整个这个全族当中找70个长老。
Before this, God told Moses say, find 70 elders from all among Israelites.
带到会幕这里，他们也要说预言。
Bring them to the tabernacle, and they will start prophesying too.
要讲出神的话来。
They are going to speak God's word.
摩西不孤单。
Moses is not alone.
有一群的人要讲出神的话语。
A group of people will prophesy God's word.
哎，那么这些人呢，在会幕那里，真的他们就说预言，后来呢，又没有再讲了。
So at that time, those people actually prophesied, but afterwards they didn't say any, they did not prophesy.
但是七十人当中有两个人啊，可能是因为别的事情没有来到会幕。
But among those 70 people, there are two people for some reason they did not come to the tabernacle at that time.
哎，他们就在营里面，就这个伊利达和米达就在那里，他们就讲出来了。
And these are Eldad and Medad. They in the camp they started to prophesy.
那么有人呢就来报告。
And so somebody came and reported.
那这个摩西的学徒啊，约书亚这个时候听到以后，他就着急了。
So Moses' assistant, when he heard this, he was he's very anxious.
请我主摩西禁止他们。
He asked Moses to forbid them.
那摩西怎么回答呢？
How did Moses answer?
摩西是不是应该比较高兴啊？
Does Moses need to be glad?
好，你这个做得好。
He will say, you did the right thing to Joshua.
可是摩西没有，他说你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？
Moses said, are you jealous for my sake?
这个约书亚呢，本来要维护摩西。
Joshua is doing this for Moses.
哎，为摩西心生嫉妒。
He is zealous for Moses.
可是这个摩西呢，还不领情。
But Moses did not take this.
就把这个约书亚批评了。
He in return he criticized Joshua.
那这一幕呢，记载在旧约当中，有可能有的弟兄姊妹不熟悉，但你看福音书里面有另外一个人做过类似的事情，我们大部分人都读过的，谁？
In New Testament, there are similar thing happen. Do you know who are them?
请大家回答。
Criticize the students when he say something.
也不记得。耶稣啊。
It's Jesus.
耶稣做过同样的事情吗？
Jesus did the same thing.
对不对？这个门徒也是啊，这个帐篷把他们烧了啊，你们怎么能够这么做？
The disciples were saying, bring down the fire, burn them, or how can they do this?
啊，那就是主耶稣就批评他的门徒。
And Jesus told his disciples.
我们作为神的服事的工人。
When we are serving God, we are servants of God.
要像摩西那样。
We need to be like Moses.
因为主耶稣那样。
We need to be like Jesus.
有这样一个宏大的心。
We have a very great open heart.
啊，有这样一个包容的心。
We have a heart to encompass everything.
啊，主说不与我们相敌的，就是帮助我们的。
Who is not our enemy is our friend.
只要他们是在奉主的名讲话。
As long as they are preaching or prophesizing in God's name.
在后面注意，只要是讲的主的话语。
As long as they are preaching God's word.
感谢赞美神。
We give thanks to God.
啊，你看今天我们在这个地方这一片土地上面，我们来池塘建立教会。
When we establishing the church here in this land.
但是这个地方不止我们这一个教会。
But this land doesn't, it's not only our church here.
不错，在今天这个时代当中，有很多一些教会已经走偏了。
Yes, there are so many churches they go the wrong way.
但是仍然还是有很多忠心爱主、持守圣经真理、在传福音的教会。
But there are so still many churches that are still keep to the Bible and spread the gospel.
我们在主里面都是一家人。
We are one family in God.
我们为他们祷告。
We pray for them.
为他们祝福。
We bless them.
他们带更多人信主，我们感谢赞美主。
When they bring people to Christ, we give thanks to God.
他们教会成长越来越兴旺，我们把荣耀归给神。
When their church grow big and bigger, we give glory to God.
我们真心的感恩啊，弟兄姊妹。
We give thanks from the bottom of our heart.
我们站在这里不是做世界的工作。
We're not doing the work for the world.
啊，我在这里占了地盘了，你就不能来，是不是
？When I have this piece of land, you cannot come.
啊，那就是世俗的事情。
That's the worldly thing.
啊，那是世人的做法了。
That's people, worldly people do.
那摩西在这里教导约书亚一个很重要的功课。
So Moses is teaching Joshua a very important lesson.
好，那我们继续再往下看。
Let's continue go on.
前面都学了这些的功课，有了这些预备之后。
When Joshua learned all these lessons and when he is prepared.
那这里呢，才来到一个地方。
Then we come to a place.
那这个地方呢，名字也比较长。不过呢，这个名字大家应该记一记，这个名字叫加迪斯巴尼亚。
They come to a place called
Kadesh Barnea. 这个没有啊。那么这个加迪斯巴尼亚为什么很重要呢
？Why does Kadesh Barnea important？
前面犹太以色列人已经走了两年了。
Because the Israelites already run this place for 2 years.
该学的学了。
They learn what they need to learn.
该见的神迹见了。
They saw the miracles they need to see.
该领受的十诫律法得着了。
They got the ten commandments that they need to have.
所有这些的规条礼仪给了他们了。
All the rules they already received.
现在就准备好了要去哪里？进迦南。
So what are they prepared to do? Go into the land of Canaan.
那这个加利斯巴尼亚呢，就是在这个迦南的对面，就已经在边缘了。
This place is right at the edge of the land of Canaan.
进去之前。
Before they go in,
摩西做了一件事情。
Moses did something.
以色列一共十二个支派，对吧？
Israelites have 12 tribes.
每个支派当中选一个人出来。
They chose one from each of the 12 tribes.
啊，这是精兵当中的精兵啊。
It's the best of the best.
那今天我们都知道，这个侦察兵那一定是特种部队。
We know that the scout troops are the special.
Special forces. 哎，那么一个支派才选一个。
One from each tribe.
60万当中一共选了十二个。
Among 600,000 people, only 12 people.
让他们去窥探迦南地。
Let them to spy on the land of Canaan.
看看到底这地是怎样的。
They want to see how the land is.
啊，还带一些地的出产回来。
They also brought back the produce from the land.
每个支派选一个人，这名字列出来。
They list all the 12 people from each tribe.
哎，那么这个 Nun 的儿子叫什么呢？叫约书亚。
So, the son of Nun is called Joshua.
他本来是何西阿呀。
His original name is Hoshea.
啊，那在这个地方就有一个细节，摩西把何西阿改名为约书亚了。
So Moses changed Hoshea to Joshua.
圣经当中呢，被改名的人不太多。
There are not many people changed the names in the Bible.
有的人是直接被神来改名。
Some people the name changed by God.
啊，比如说谁被神改名
？Whose name was changed by God?
啊，这个大家都回答很热烈啊。亚伯兰啊，被神改名叫亚伯拉罕。
Abraham changed his name to Abraham by God.
亚伯兰的太太原来叫撒莱，被神改名叫撒拉。哎。
Abraham's wife Sarah was changed to from Sarah to
Sarah. Sarah, yeah. 那雅各被神改名叫以色列，改名叫以色列。
Jacob's name was changed to Israel by God.
啊，这个新约当中啊，有一个人。 这个保罗。
In the New Testament, Paul.
如果有时候我们读经不仔细的话，会说原来叫扫罗，被神改名叫保罗。
Sometimes we don't read carefully, we will say that Saul was changed to Paul by God.
但你要读经仔细一看，实际上不是这样。
But if you read carefully, it's not so.
从来没有讲过神给扫罗改名叫保罗。
It didn't say that God changed Saul to Paul.
就是保罗，扫罗又名保罗。
Saul also named Paul.
啊，好，那个，但是呢，还有的人是被其他的属灵的伟人来改名。
Some people are changed names by other spiritual great people.
那这个何西阿就是这样子。
Hoshea is one of them.
这个约书亚，神拯救，耶和华拯救，这个名字不是他原来的名字。
Joshua was not his original name. Original name, Joshua means God saves.
啊，摩西给他改的。
Is Moses gave to him.
在圣经当中，一个人被改名字，这是一个有里程碑意义性质的事件。
So when in the Bible, when somebody changed name, it's a milestone for that person.
啊，这个约书亚从这个时候开始。进这个迦南地来窥探迦南地的时候，显出他一种独特的素质来。
So from this point on, Joshua went into the Canaan to spy on the land. It shows that his personal characters.
这故事大家都很熟悉。
You know, everybody know the story.
十二个探子回来了。
12 spies came back.
啊，扛着两个人扛一大串的葡萄，你想那是多少的葡萄
？Two people carried the grapes from the land.
非常好的一片牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of milk and honey. It's very good land.
但是这十二位的精兵特种部队最棒的。
But there's 12 best people.
啊，他们说咱甭去那儿了。
They say, we shouldn't go into the land, Canaan.
打不过呀。
We cannot fight them.
那边有亚纳族人巨人呐。
There are giants like the people 亚纳。
啊，那么呢？这十个当中，十二个当中，十个人都这个抱这个恶心。
Of 12 people, 10 people say the same thing.
只有两个人。
Only two people.
一个就是约书亚。
One is Joshua.
还有一个就是加勒。
And the other one is Caleb.
他们两位在这里报一个好的信息。
They report the good news.
说虽然那边有巨人，我们一定能打赢他们。
Even though they have giants over there, but we can overcome them.
最关键不是我们，是第八节，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。
The key point is, it's not us. It's if the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into the land.
其他人都对不起，其他人都看到巨人，看到难处。
Other people saw the giants and see the difficulties.
加勒和约书亚看到了主。
But Joshua and Caleb saw the Lord.
那。这两个人当中是谁先开口说我们可以进去的呢
？Of these two people, who said first that we can go in?
考考大家读经仔细不仔细
？See either whether you read it carefully.
啊，这两个好的汉子啊，是约书亚还是加勒
？Is it Joshua or Caleb say that they can go in first?
加勒，对了。
Is Caleb?
是 Caleb， 是加勒。所以如果要是我们去读的话呢，有好几个地方都是加勒在先，约书亚在后。
So if we read carefully, we see that Caleb is first, and then Joshua is second to say this.
但是这一段14章这个地方呢是约书亚在前，加勒在后。
But in chapter 14, Joshua is first, and then Caleb is second.
可以看到加勒的信心似乎还更大一点。
So we see that it seems that Caleb's faith is even greater.
但是约书亚有那个领袖的素质。
But Joshua has the quality of a leader.
啊，神已经早就预备他。
God was preparing him.
所以神做事非常的有意思。
So God does things in his way.
啊，那么在这个地方，本来带领他们去窥探迦南地，已经是一个非常艰巨的任务。
So the 12 spies into the Canaan to spy Israel was a very difficult mission.
那现在这些人回来以后
，But after these 12 come back，
发现最难的任务还不是去打这个迦南地。
They found out the most difficult mission is not going to attack into the land of Canaan.
这个从艰巨的任务变成几乎是不可能完成的任务。
From a difficult mission to become an impossible.
就是要去说服这些的以色列人。
You have to convince all these Israelites to go.
以色列人自己先打退堂鼓了。
Israelites they didn't want to go.
那十个探子说，我们一看他们，我们觉得自己就像蚂蚱一样。
Ten of the spies say, when we see them, we are like grasshoppers.
你把自己先当成蚂蚱了，谁都来踩你。
If you see yourself as grasshoppers, everybody will step on you.
对神的信心都没有了。
They don't have faith in God.
那在这个时候，我们看到约书亚和迦勒。
Then at this point, we see Joshua and Caleb.
他们这种的勇敢。
They are very courageous.
这是犯了众怒啊。
They are going against everybody's view.
你看这个第十节，全会众要拿石头打死他们两个人。
You see in verse 10, everybody in the camp want to stone them.
这个英文记载 all the congregation. 整个的会众啊。
All the congregation want to stone them.
这个 congregation 这个词很有意思，今天我们用 congregation 就指的是教会，对不对？
Congregation today we means the church.
今天比如说我们教会啊，在这开会。
When we say today, we are going to have a meeting.
然后牧师说。
And the pastor say.
我们要到远方某某地方，我们去执堂。
We are going to build a church in a faraway land.
我们要把人拆过去。
We are going to send people.
我们要把钱拆过去。
We are going to send money.
我们要把祷告也拆过去。
We are going to send prayers.
然后在那边来拓展神的国度。
We are going to enlarge God's territory.
然后弟兄姊妹一听就不高兴了。
And when brothers and sisters just heard this, they are not happy.
我们自己也有这个困难，我们也有那个困难。
We have this problem, we have that difficulty.
那个地方福音很不好传。
It's very difficult to spread gospel in that place.
人心都很硬。
People's heart are very hard.
最后做不成怎么办？
If we cannot accomplish this, then what do we do?
然后很多怨言就出来了。
And there are a lot of complaints.
最后就开始有人说了。
And then people said,
咱们一人拿块石头把牧师打死吧。
Everybody said, okay, let's everybody get a stone and stone the pastor to death.
这个约书亚和迦勒一站出来就众矢之的，就要把他们打死。
So when Joshua and Caleb stand out, all the people, all the congregation want to stone them to death.
在关键的时刻，耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
The key point is the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel.
神再一次说，不是你们。
God is saying, it's not you.
是我呀。
It is me.
你过红海你们忘了吗？
Did you forget how did you pass the Red Sea?
法老的军兵那么强大，怎么被淹没你们忘了吗？
The soldiers, the armies of the Pharaoh, how did you escape from that?
亚玛利的名号被涂抹你们忘了吗？
The name of
Amalek.
Amalek was erased, do you remember?
所有这些的恩典神迹他们全忘了。
Did you forget all the miracles?
有的时候不是在外面打最难。
Sometimes it's not the fight outside that is difficult.
是里面的这个对付是最难。
It's the war inside our hearts that's difficult.
那约书亚和迦勒他们宝贵的地方也在于他们里面对神的信心。
The most precious part of Joshua and Caleb is their heart towards God.
这时候神发话了。
So God is saying,
你们这一代人，整整这一代人啊，倒闭旷野。
God was angry with them, so he was saying that all your generations, all this generation will die in the wilderness.
20岁以上的全都要死在旷野里面。
Whoever is over 20 years old will die and fall in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天主叫代代相传，是不是啊？
Today we're talking about pass on generations.
这个传不下去是很悲哀的呀。
If we cannot pass it on, it's very sad.
自己的这个悖逆，自己的不敬虔。
It's our own rebellious, our own unfaithfulness.
后来旷野当中又流浪了38年。
After that, they wander in the wilderness for another 38 years.
然后神说这60万二十岁以上男丁里面只有两个人能进去。
God said, among all those 600,000 people, only two person can go in.
就是迦勒还有约书亚。
And they were Joshua and Caleb.
你说这是多小的一个比例。
What's the ratio of this?
我们刚才有讲了，男男女女老老少少加起来得至少200万人。
We talk about that. Everybody together, at least there are 200 million people.
除了摩西这个带领者之外，200万人里面就挑出两个忠心的来。
Besides Moses, among those 2 million people, only 2 people can go in.
我常常说，我说我们学化学这叫 2 ppm。
In chemistry, we call this 2 parts per million。
这太少太少了。
It's very very little。
但是请大家注意。
But I want you to pay attention.
就这两个人就是关键。
These two people are the crucial point.
就是神花了很多心血，摩西花了很多时间带领的这样一位的约书亚。
God spent a lot of effort and Moses spent a lot of effort to lead these two people.
这一位名字叫做耶和华拯救的人。
This person called Joshua, God saves.
就由他来传给下一代，来带领下一代。
So through Joshua, it will pass down to next generation.
我们来看属灵的传承。
Let's see the spiritual succession.
啊，这个民数记二十七章。
Numbers 27.
神对摩西说。
Jehovah, Lord, to say said to Moses.
说嫩的儿子约书亚心中是有圣灵的。
Joshua, the son of Nun, he has whom is the a man in whom is the spirit.
啊，那你呢？要按手给他。
You need to lay your hand on him.
啊，让以色列会众都听从他。
Let all the congregation listen to him.
啊，那么神呢？就这个约这个摩西呢，就听从神的吩咐。
And Moses listened to what God told him to do.
啊，那最后这句二十节啊，很有意思，说 that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient.
第二十节又将你的尊荣给他几份，使以色列全会众都听从他。
前面我们刚刚看到，这个全会众都要拿石头打死他。
Before this, we saw that all the congregation want to stone him to death.
那现在全会众他们明白了。
But now all the congregation know understand the lesson.
那《申命记》三章二十八节，老摩西在晚年的时候再写的最后一卷书。
Deuteronomy chapter 3 is when Moses is old. It's the last book that Moses wrote.
他就回顾了这么一句话，就神说你却要嘱咐约书亚。
He says, but command Joshua.
勉励他使他胆壮。
And encourage him and strengthen him.
因为他必在这百姓前面过去，使他们承受你所要观看之地。
For he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see.
摩西没有完成的。
Moses did not finish.
约书亚来完成。
Joshua finished it.
好，这个《申命记》到三十一章了。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
这时候神就对摩西说了。
Jehovah, Lord said to Moses.
说你的死期临近了，要召约书亚来。
Behold, the days approach when you must die.
现在你们两个人一起站在会幕里，我好嘱咐他。
Present yourself in the tabernacle of meeting that I may inaugurate him.
然后神就对约书亚说。
God said to Joshua,
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我起誓应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
啊，这是一个很美的传承。
This is a very beautiful spiritual succession.
那么因为摩西按手给他，
Because Moses put his hand on Joshua,
他就被智慧的灵充满。
He was full of the spirit of wisdom.
那么这些以色列的会众，原来反叛的会众，现在就来听从约书亚。
So the Israelites used to be rebellious against Joshua. Now they listen to Joshua.
好，那我们继续往下看。
Let's go on.
啊，那摩西过去。
Moses passed away.
啊，神就在约书亚记第一章当中，我们很熟悉，我们以前也讲过，就对约书亚说。
In Joshua chapter 1, God speak to Moses.
神对他说，你现在你要起来。
Lord told him to arise.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
你谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
You may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
那约书亚真的就带领以色列人过了约旦河。
So Joshua led the Israelites pass over the river of Jordan.
然后就打耶利哥，这样一仗一仗就去攻取迦南美地。
They attacked the
Jericho.
Jericho, and then take over the land of Canaan.
Canaan, yeah. 那么呢，除了在征战的这个部分，约书亚记我们常常看到很多都是打仗。
Other than the fighting part, in the book of Joshua, we saw a lot of fighting.
那约书亚记当中还给我们看到约书亚有一个非常宝贵的属灵品格。
In the book of Joshua, we also see a very good, precious quality of Joshua.
啊，这时候摩西已经过去了。
At this time, Moses passed away already.
但是摩西所吩咐的一句话，这个约书亚是没有一句不讲的。
But all that Moses told Joshua, Joshua did not keep anything. He read everything.
啊，那么神所吩咐摩西的，约书亚是没有一件懈怠不行的。
So he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
啊，是非常忠实的这样的来传承。
He's faithfully passed it on through generations.
当我们这个代代相传啊。
When we talk about pass on through generations.
这种忠诚的传递是非常重要。
The faithful passing on is very important.
啊，如果自己搞一些的花花点子。
If we invent things that of our own.
若约书亚在神所颁布的律法当中，我再添一点、减一点、删一些。
If Joshua add or take out something from God's Ten Commandments.
做一个摩西律法修订版。
He made a revised version of the commandment, Ten Commandments.
啊，符合迦南地特色的。
Is for the land of Canaan.
啊，这样这个圣经就变味了。
Then it changed the Bible.
你不要说代代相传啊。
Not to talk about pass on through generations.
到第二代、第三代，整个就全都垮掉了。
When it gets to second or third generation, it's all changed.
但是约书亚。
But Joshua.
真的是一个忠心的仆人。
He's a faithful servant.
他不单是把摩西所传递下来的能够继续忠心的来宣讲、宣读、遵守。
Not only he passed on what Moses taught him.
这节经文大家都熟悉吧？
This verse everybody knows.
这是挂在好多弟兄姊妹这个家里面的。
It's hang on the wall of many brothers and sisters.
我家也有这个，我们都做很精美的基督徒的艺术品。
We, I have it on my in my house too. We put it as a Christian art.
这已经是进入迦南地，已经一圈的仗都打完了。
This is after they enter the land of Canaan and they fought around the wall.
这个地该分的能分的这也都分的差不多了。
They already divided the land to different tribes.
他们的领袖约书亚这时候也年纪大了。
At this time Joshua is old too.
你想整个他们比所有其他人年轻人都大一代啊。
He actually is one generation older than the rest of the people.
那加勒都85岁了去打的这个希伯伦。
When Caleb went to fight the war, he was 85 years old.
所以这时候老约书亚就对他们讲话。
So the old Joshua told the Israelites.
现在你们自己选吧。
You need to choose for yourself.
你们如果要是认为侍奉神不好。
If you think that serving God is not good.
你们选择自己要侍奉。
You choose whom you want to serve.
你们是选择我们的列祖在大河那边啊，在幼发拉底河那边所侍奉的那个美索不达比亚的神呢？
Whether you choose the God which your father served that was on the other side of the river.
啊，那还是这地的这个迦南人、亚摩利人的神呢
？Or the God of Amorites.
对不对？或者你们还是要回埃及拜埃及那些的偶像
？Or you want to go back and worship the God of Egypt?
你们有选择。
You choose for yourself.
然后约书亚讲了。
And then Joshua said.
他说：“至于我和我家。”
As for me and my house.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
我从上面所领受的。
What I received from above.
我还要再一代一代的继续传递下去。
I will pass it on through generations.
代代中传 ，faithfully through generations. 我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
神，我们同心来到你的面前。
Dear God, we come to you in one heart.
感谢主给我们这样一个大使命。
We thank you for the great commission you gave to us.
让我们试试万民做主的门徒。
To bring all people become disciples of the Lord.
能够不断的教导那忠心教导别人的人。
We'll faithfully teach those who are faithful to teach.
求主您的灵来刚强我们。
We pray that your spirit will strengthen us.
来提醒我们。
Will remind us.
我们不只是自己得着了。
Well, not only we received it.
我们引领其他的弟兄姊妹来做主忠心的学生。
We also want to teach other people to become faithful students of the Lord.
我们来忠心一代一代的传递。
We faithfully pass it down generations.
现在的世代实在是邪恶。
This is an evil world.
我们更需要为主站立的稳。
We especially need to stand firm for our Lord.
实在知道我们靠自己什么都做不了。
We know we cannot do anything depend on our own.
但是靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
But when we depend on the Lord, we can achieve anything.
主名被高举。
The Lord, we lift up the Lord's name.
主得荣耀。
The glory to our God.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.